what are some fears you have based on society's pressures? Hey guys, Andrew here, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. FOMO, the fear of missing out. Fear of not being perfect enough. There's a lot of things we can be afraid of. And notice I said we, even if we would never admit it. We're going to be talking about fear in our devotion today. It was written by Abigail Rose and is called Fear Not. What's your biggest fear? Heights? Spiders? Snakes? Death? Those are the common ones. But there are other fears that are a little too close for comfort as well. For example, teens and adults tend to get bombarded with a lot of social fears. There's so much pressure to have the perfect body, the perfect performance, the perfect stuff, or at least to look like your life is perfectly put together. There just doesn't seem to be room for being human. Society feeds into those fears because the world's focus is not on pleasing God, but on trying to make yourself or others happy. But guess what? Each person has a different idea of what makes them happy. So ultimately, we're all struggling with how elusive happiness is. But everyone is too afraid to admit it. So out of that fear, we as humans become so focused on superficial happiness that we become afraid of being open and honest with others about the deepest aspects of our lives, including our fears. Got all that? As Christians, we don't have to be wrapped up in and motivated by fear, though. God has made us in His image, and He called us His children. We see that in Genesis 1:27 and John chapter 1, verse 12. When we put our faith in Jesus, He gives us a new identity, His righteousness. We see that in Romans 3, 21 and 22. In that identity, there is no fear, only true satisfaction and joy in knowing our Creator, even when our circumstances are less than happy. I once read somewhere that the Bible says, do not fear, or fear not, 365 times. Even if that number isn't exact, it shows how much God cares about our fears. He knows our deepest thoughts, even before we know how to express them. He knows why we fear what we fear, and yet the Bible says He has not given us the spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So let's talk about this. What are some fears you have based on society's pressures? What do you think God has to say about those specific fears? If you know Jesus, how can you live bravely, knowing that God is always with you, even when you're fearful? If you need some help with that one, check out Matthew 28, verse 20. As we read in 1 Peter 5, 7, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Now, I'd encourage you to read Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 through 10, as well as chapter 43, verses 1 through 4, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you seen the cover art of the print edition of Unlocked? It's also in our app. Did you know that you can get posters of that cover art? Check out shop.keysforkids.org and you can order it right there. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.